Hello guys at State Grid Brazil. Let's talk about anger. The stress caused by the pandemic and social isolation can lead to this strong emotion. At today's coffee break, psychologist Deborah Bicudo, PhD at Unicamp, will talk to us about this feeling, which arises especially when we are upset. A recent study highlighted that the stress we are experiencing due to social isolation and fear of the spread of the virus has negative psychological effects, mainly confusion and anger. Anger is an emotion characterized by strong feelings of annoyance, which are triggered by real or imagined offenses. Anger is the first feeling that comes to us when we are frustrated. Frustration occurs when we feel unable to do something we want or need. Anger is part of us. It's also important for our survival or to get out of an uncomfortable situation or relationship. It also shows us things we don't like and prevents us from being accommodated to certain situations. It's not for nothing that when we want to encourage someone, we use expressions like, "Let's fight for it." Be brave, fight for what you want. When properly channeled, anger can be a driver of significant changes. Common to all of us, anger is experienced in different degrees and intensities. Most people believe that expressing anger means losing control. This is not true. Being able to demonstrate it does not mean that we need to fight, offend, or be violent. Acting out is very different from feeling it. Anger is often associated with aggressiveness, but studies prove that expressing our anger with violence makes us even more annoyed, tired, or guilty. So, how can we deal with anger? It's not an easy task, but it's possible. First of all, to deal with anger, we need to recognize it. Not being able to recognize anger can harm our mind and our body. Many times when we feel angry, we can't reason, and it seems that the only thing we need is to lash out. But this is where we must use our focus and strength to regain our ability to think. After all, the purpose of anger is to communicate resentment and solve the problem. For this, analyzing the situation, how important the issue is, observing how you feel and how the offender's response will be, is very important. We must find balance to express what we feel. Why am I so angry at this person or situation? What's the real reason for such anger? Is this reflecting a more sensitive aspect of me? How can I communicate this to someone else? There are also breathing exercises that help with anger management. In a tough time such as the one we are experiencing, coping strategies focus on the problem that seek ways to prevent and to take care of ourselves and each other can help us face the situation more safely and less angry. As Dr. Deborah explained, feeling angry is natural. It's the result of frustration, but it's important for our survival, and it drives significant changes. Channel the anger. This feeling can make you see something new. Next Wednesday, there are more mental health tips for you. Don't miss it.